Go to kidney.ca.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio. This is on 101.9 on the radio dial, on the FM dial. My name is Ben. The show is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. On the show tonight, originally we have planned to have a band play it on the air, Manhands. Unfortunately, they can't make it. They may not play a show again. So that's how it works. But so we don't have a band on the air tonight. We will have one next week. I'm 99.9% sure. It's Bells Clanging. Bells Clanging will be playing on the air next week. And then I think we kick into pretty much this CITR Fun Drive show for a couple of weeks, etc., etc. So if you are looking for some live music next week, it's going to happen. And then I have a lot of bands booked near the end of March into April and May, so don't be too disappointed about the lack of bands. So the last couple of weeks, random things has happened and people have been dropping in and out. And all right, it is still called Live on Thunderbird Radio Hall, and there's going to be live stuff at some point very soon. I'm going to play for you now some music. I was at this show last weekend, last Friday. The band Pale Red, friends of the show, had a new cassette they just put out. Last week I played a track recorded live on here. But now actually the album is available, the record is available, the cassette is available. It is called Soft Opening. I am going to play a track from it. This is a song called Boy Kings. Here we go, brand new Pale Red on CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
gumbo. Different cooking. Join in or don't. What's the loudest? So come on over, come hang out, come with a friend, we'll make it a party. Come on down, let it all hang out, at about 10:30, you'll know where to find me. I'll be dancing in the kitchen, stirring the gumbo. From scratch. Different cooking. Stirring the gumbo. Dancing in the kitchen. Party. Dance. Thank you.
came about lunchtime, so I headed to the cloakroom. I began to get excited because I knew my mother packed me a great lunch with apple sauce of my favorite kind. My favorite kind.
That was Vincat from Victoria. That is off one of the very first release they put out called, well, it's an independent release, came out in 2005, called I Like Their Old Songs Better. It's funny because they have more songs that came out after that. The song I played was Somebody Stole My Applesauce. Vincat, eventually most of them, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know how you would correct me, but don't email me or anything, but I believe most of Vincat, maybe if not all of them, became My Friend Wallace, which is what I played before Vincat. I played a song from My Friend Wallace called Better Things to Do off a split they did with Watermelon. So that was My Friend Wallace. Before that, I played from Vancouver a three-piece called Brave Irene off a, oh, I forgot what the album is called. Self-titled, maybe? No Fun is the name of the song. That came out quite a while ago. I actually own a copy of the record. I just don't remember exactly what it's called. Good job, Ben. Anyways, it's Brave Irene, three-piece band from Vancouver. No longer doing anything. As one of the member is doesn't live here anymore. Before that, I play some Love Cuts with a song called I Know. Plus Two Minus One is the name of the song I play. And also played an old band from Vancouver. They're called The Doers. The song that I played is Party. Let's Party in the... Parties in the Kitchen is what it's called from the album. Or it's a cassette back in the days. Gaiety. The Doers, another defunct band from Vancouver. They did do a sort of a reunion or a comeback tour set, a bunch of shows, a few years ago at the, what used to be called the Butcher Shop, now it's called Little Mountain Gallery. Pale Red, brand new record called Soft Opening. I started the set off with that and a song from them called Boy Kings. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I will be with you for the next little bit. Tonight, no live bands, but on the second hour, I am going to play for you rerun of when Aaron Reed, the multi-talented Aaron Reed, the actor, comedian, songwriter Aaron Reed, he was on this program back in January, played a fantastic set. He currently doesn't have a lot of recordings of his current set, his music, on the internet. So what he played on this program is one of the few possible recordings you can hear of Mr. Aaron Reed. So stick around for that if you missed it the first time or if you want to listen to it again. It's a very, very fantastic set. A bunch of very nice songs that he did. Stick around for that. That's happening in about a bit over half an hour's time. Mr. Aaron Reed, pre-recorded on this program. Going to continue on now with more music. This is a band from St. John's, Newfoundland. They're called Heart Ticket. This is a song from a new one, a new one from them that came out almost a year ago. It's called Tough Cookie. By My Bed is the name of the song. Here we go. Heart Ticket from Newfoundland. We'll be right back.
Powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. Are you new to campus?
Or are you a member of an AMS club that throws events?
We're The Calendar, and our mission is to support you and your club in making your dream event a reality.
We want to cover everything, from UBC Winter Classic to Generosity's Renew Years, from UBC Rec Storm the Wall to AMS Events Pastels and Pinot.
Check out our website at thecalendar.ca to get more information on what we do, how to contact us.
And check out our calendar for all the fun and crazy events happening right here at UBC every day.
I feel I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it.
So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
A man of average height got out of a black sedan holding a baseball bat. He approached a dark-haired woman, hit her in the head, then hit her again as she fell to the ground. He continued to beat her ribs, chest, legs, and face until she lost consciousness. He then hit her again, got into his car, and drove away. This is a scene from a video game played by millions. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like a game? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
It's an abomination. We are in bombing nation. And that feeds the frustration that leads to vexation. Do you ignore it? Why, that is awful ignorant. And I admit that it's euphoric. Do you shut the door on it? Read the inscription on the prescription. No follower healing. Such a scotches, but it's okay. What did she say? We are less than human anyways. Less than human anyways. Hey. We are semi-automatic. Thinking spectacle in the habit. And consequently plagued with panic. The encumbrance of the organic. This is the prologue to the eventual swan song. Yes, the preface has been prolonged, but you don't want to see the end. Read the inscription on the prescription. No more healing. Such a discourse. But it's okay. What did she say? We are less than human anyways. Less than human anyways. Hey.
That's a band called Boar Decor. They're from Vancouver, a three-piece band from Vancouver, a very new band that only became a band, according to what's in this month's issue of Discord magazine. Only been a band for 3 years. Sorry, 3 years. That would have been very long. I don't know where I got 3 years from. 4 months. 4 months. Not even 3 months. Boar Decor. If you want to know more about the band, please check out this current edition of Discorder Magazine. You can get it at all the fine locations around town, including here at CITR. Before that, I played a band from there, from Montreal, Malajube. Song I played from them was called, oh God, it's French, Pâté Philo. I'm going to say that is what it's going to be called. I'm not going to say the name of the album because it's in French. Before that, another old band from, this is the old, if you haven't figured it out yet, this is the old music, older music version of the programming. Half Chinese, a band from Vancouver, back in the days. Boomerang is the name of the song off the record We Were Pretending to Be. Before that, I played a band from out east, they're called The Old Soul. I think they're somewhere in Ontario, Toronto. Off a title track from the record, She's Got Party Davis Eyes, the really party dancey song. And I played also in that set an old band from Toronto from way back in the 90s. They're called Radio Blaster. really only have one record out. I don't know what the heck happened to them. It's called Sugar Shock. Take Me Away is the name of the song. You are listening to CITR Radio, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Just to remind you, coming up in the future, at 11 o'clock, it's Copy and Paste. That is the show after this one. Stay tuned for that. And coming up on this program, rerun of the very talented Aaron Reed from Vancouver. He played in this studio about a month ago, played a fantastic set. I'm going to play a rerun of that set on the air for you. It's a very fantastic. He plays some fantastic songs. You would want to hear it again, even if you did tune in a while ago. Going to now continue on with some songs here and there. Can squeeze in a few before Aaron Reed. Let's see here. What am I going to play? This is Ben from Victoria, Vancouver-ish. A two-piece from the 90s. The Koran Chico Run. This is a song from them off their first record. I couldn't even say it back in the 90s. Can't say it now. Here we go. Run Chico One on CITR.
Yeah. Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at OA.org.
That is Kids These Days, an old band out of Vancouver. That song sung by Mr. Jason Starnes, who is currently in a project called Bells Clanging, will be playing on this program next Thursday night. If you like what you hear with his voice, stay tuned. Just don't turn off the radio. Stick around until next Thursday. You will get to hear that beautiful voice again on the radio. Before Kitsy's Days, I played a band from Vancouver, another band from Vancouver, Greenbelt Collective. 65 people in that band. Usually when they play, the song I play from them is called Nanook, off the album Our Homes. And before that, some Run, Chico Run, only two people in that band singing only Happy Happy Songs is the name of the record. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, just reminding you that coming up in an hour's time, it's Copy and Paste live for you. Very good show. Stay tuned for that. Now I am going to switch over to a rerun part of this program. Mr. Aaron Reed, everyone always refer to him as a multi-talented Aaron Reed, but that's true. He does a million things, including drinking a lot of, knowing a lot about soft drinks, as you might find out later on in this little set and interview. Aaron Reed, he was on this program back in January of this year. He played a couple songs for us. This is what happened when he played those songs. Aaron Reed on CITR 101.9 FM.